Morning, 12 before the hour. John and Glenn, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Glenn's got a fresh story corner in just a few minutes. You know a priest who has been very instrumental in your life. It may be a confessor, your parish priest, a spiritual director, a priest who just changed the direction of your life, really got you on that path to heaven. And in your book, he is a hero priest. Of course, all priests are heroes to us because they are our spiritual guides on the way to heaven. But especially during this time of pandemic, we have seen so many priests go above and beyond to really be a source of hope and inspiration and support and to help those most vulnerable, those who are suffering from the COVID-19 virus. Father John Carchi is the rector of Mundelein Seminary, here to tell you about the hashtag Hero Priest campaign and how you can be a part of it. Father John, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys. Great to be back with you. Thanks for having me. This program, or this opportunity, hashtag Hero Priest, is exactly what you said it was. I mean, we realized in this crazy year, whether it's the pandemic or the social unrest, that so many people have risen heroically to take care of those in need. But of course, parish priests have been right there at the heart of it as well. And I've always felt that one of the roles of Mundelein Seminary is to tell the story of the church and to tell the story of so many of the priests that are out there, often unknown except in their own parishes, just doing wonderful work. And so this is an opportunity for the people, you know, whose lives have been touched by them to actually offer their names themselves and to give a line or two about why they've mattered. And the response so far has been really overwhelming. In just about a week of doing this so far, we've had nearly 50 submissions. Anyone can go on the website, usml.edu/hero, and read those. I'd encourage them to, or of course, submit a name of a priest who's made a difference in their life.
And that website, again, is usml.edu/hero. And I'll tweet that out and put it up on our Morning Air Facebook page. And with the COVID-19 virus, of course, in the Archdiocese of Chicago, we saw initially 8 or 9 or 10 priests go into ministry, if you will, and to go into those wards that had COVID-19 patients at a time when we really didn't know a lot about the virus, at least not as much as we know right now. So, you know, these young priests were literally taking their lives in their hands, but that's what they do. That's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, it was inspiring, that group of guys who did volunteer. And then even beyond them, you know, there were a number of priests not part of that task force, but occasionally the call came in, and you know, they selflessly went in for that. And I really use that with the guys here, the seminarians in training, you know, to show them much better than any other way I could do it. Hey, this is what the Lord, God willing, is calling you to, and this is what it looks like. Because the value of what we do here is only measured by, you know, the service of the priests once they get out into the parishes.
I'll never forget Father Carchi, a friend of mine who became a priest. After a few years, we had gotten together, and we would talk from time to time, but at lunch, and I said, what do you like most about being a priest? It sounds like a silly question to ask, and he said, it's the middle of the night call to the hospital for someone who's sick. Wow.
I can totally relate to that. I believe it. And that's, you know, Mundelein largely is a diocesan seminary, so I say to the guys, you know, you're going to be the priest in the church on the corner. And the expression I use is, when the stuff hits the fan in the middle of the night, it's going to be your door they're knocking on or your phone they're calling. And rather than have that be a discouragement, you know, that really, for most guys, that's a source of inspiration.
Father, I wanted to ask you about those special teams of visiting priests that would go in and visit those who were not doing well in the early days of COVID-19. And different dioceses around the country have put teams like that together. Any reports of those men getting COVID themselves during that effort?
Yeah, not that I'm aware of, certainly not here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. You know, the medical personnel have been wonderful about making sure they were fully outfitted with protective equipment and so forth. So that risk certainly is always there. And as you said, especially in the early weeks and months, not as much was known about transmission as we know now. But praise God, you know, I'm not aware of any cases where one of these priests was infected himself.
couple of days ago on the program, we were talking about not being afraid and dealing with anxiety in our lives. And of course, these hero priests, as we talk about the hashtag Hero Priest campaign, Father Karchi, are living examples of this. What can we learn from their dedication, from their witness, to overcome some of the fear in our lives?
Great question. And I would say, you know, and I think they would say as well, the source of confidence or peace in the face of anxiety is really grounded in one thing, and that's the relationship with Jesus Christ. So that means prayer, that means the sacraments, and that means relationship, that means friendship that's based, you know, in that shared belief. And so people can draw that from their families, from their marriages, from their own involvement in their faith, in their parishes. Because at the end of the day, you know, the most common phrase we find, of course, in the New Testament is, do not be afraid. And Jesus, when he says that, he's not saying that because magically all the bad things in the world go away. It means in the face of anything, his presence is always there. And what we can do is just help make ourselves more aware of that presence and open our heart to receive that presence. And that's what we do for each other as we share the faith.
We're talking about the Hero Priest campaign, the hashtag Hero Priest campaign, but Father Karchi, when you and I usually get together here on the radio as the rector of Mundelein Seminary, we are praying for vocations, but in the context of this conversation, they really have this very powerful 1-2 punch, because as we pray for vocations, or if we know a young man who is considering the priesthood, we should say to him, you know, you can be a hero priest. You are my hero right now based on your witness to the faith.
Exactly. And I think one of the strongest, you know, sources of encouragement in vocation is to really help that young man realize exactly what you said, that I need you, you know, the church needs you. Of course, it has to be at God's initiative,
right?
But that's what seminary and discernment is about. You know, that'll get sorted out. But we really do need what you're providing. So when someone supports vocations, they really are addressing a need in their own hearts as well.
And speaking to that point of vocations, how big is the class this year, Father Karchi, at Mundelein Seminary?
So this year, the group we have coming in, it's a little bit smaller than we've seen, and that's something we're seeing across the country in seminaries. But we've got about 40 new guys coming in across all 6 years. Some of them transfer in at later years. So, you know, it's hard to say if there's any effect there from COVID. You know, none of the bishops are directly holding their guys back this year. But you do see fluctuations from diocese to diocese. We just graduated a pretty large class. So it just takes time for those vocations to move through the pipeline.
The website is usml.edu/hero, usml.edu/hero, and that will take you to the University of St. Mary on the Lake, Mundelein Seminary, and you can vote for hashtag Hero Priest by describing how a priest responded to the pandemic and what specifically did he do to stay connected with his community and lead them to Christ. And maybe it was something that was very intimate and very personal for you and your family, and how a priest has positively impacted your faith life and the life of the faith community. You can vote for the hashtag Hero Priest, or we should say nominate the hashtag Hero Priest in your life at usml.edu.
They all win.
They all win. Absolutely. We all win as a result. Absolutely. But not only the nomination process, praying for them, they pray for us and they're ministering to us as well. So you can see how that wheel is complete here as we talk faith with Father John Karchi, the rector of Mundelein Seminary outside of Chicago. Father Karchi, continued success and prayers from all of us at Relevant Radio. Thank you.
Thanks so much. God bless.